I bear on my broken tale.
Having thrown away my inheritance, for 3 years I lived and worked.
Get leave to work in this world. It's the best you get at all.
For God in cursing gives us better gifts than men with their benedictions.
God says sweat for foreheads.
Men say crowns.
And so we are crowned.
Yes, gashed.
By some tormenting circle which snaps with secret spring. Get work.
And be sure that the work you get is better than what you work to get.
Serene and unafraid of solitude, I worked the short days out and watched the sun on lurid mornings or monstrous afternoons push out through the fog with its dilated disc to startle the distant roofs and chimney pots with splashes of color.
Where I saw fog only, the great tawny weltering fog involved the passive city, strangle it alive and draw it off into the void. Spires, bridges, streets, and squares, as if a sponge had wiped out London.
Or as if noon and night had clapped together and utterly struck out the intermediate time, undoing themselves in the act.
Your city poets see such things as not despicable. Mountains of the south were drunk and mad with elemental wines, rend the seamless mist and stand up bare. Forests chant their anthems and leave you dumb.
But sit in London at the day's decline and view the city perish in the mist. Like Pharaoh's armaments in the deep Red Sea, the chariots, horsemen, all the host, sucked down and choked to silence.
Then, surprised by a sudden sense of vision and of tune, you feel as conquerors, though you did not fight. I worked with patience.
Which means almost power.
I did some excellent things indifferently. Some bad things excellently.
Both were praised, the latter loudest, of course.
Day and night I worked my rhythmic thought.
The rose fell from either cheek. My eyes globed luminous through orbits of blue shadow. And my pulse would shudder along the purple-veined wrist like a shot bird.
I worked on through the bristling fence of nights and days, which hedges time in from the eternities.
The midnight oil would stink sometimes.
There came some vulgar needs. I had to live so I could work.
And being poor, I was constrained to work with one hand for the booksellers,
while working with the other for myself and art.
You swim with feet as well as hands, or make small way.
I understood that in England, no one lives by verse that lives.
And apprehending this, I resolved by prose to make a space to sphere my living verse.
I wrote for encyclopedias, magazines, and weekly papers, holding up my name to keep it from the mud. Having bread for just so many days, just breathing room for body and soul, I stood up straight and worked my veritable work.
And as the soul which grows within a child makes the child grow.
Or as the fiery sap careening through a tree dilates the summer foliage out in green flame, so life, deepening in me, deepened all, the course I took, the work I did.
Indeed, academic law, convinced of sin, instructed the critics to cry out on my falling off, regret the passing of the first manner.
But I felt my heart's life throbbing in my verse to show how it lived. It also, certainly incomplete, disordered, all human in blood, but even its very tumors still organized by and implying life.